What a great day God has given. What a blessing it is to gather together with you. Ephesians chapter 6. We continue our study. How many of you are stubborn? Well, good. I'm going to take that as a, I've got a stubborn streak about me. And the reason I say that is because in being a believer, there are times you've just got to get down and get stubborn. Okay? You've just got to get down and hold on. Because what I've discovered in spiritual warfare is that if Satan cannot lure you into temptation, sidetrack you with sin, he will change his tactics and he will do his very best to beat you into submission. And you have to have that stubbornness about you that says, I'm not going to move. Period. No matter what you do to me, I'm not going to move. I know whom I have believed. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. Would you stand with me as we read from God's Word? I almost got started without reading, right? Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bow before you, pray tonight, knowing that we face an enemy who desires our destruction. An enemy that is more cunning, more intelligent, and stronger than we are. But we rejoice to know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Lord, we look to you to empower us, to strengthen us so that we may stand against the wiles of the devil, that we may have a stubborn streak concerning our faith, that we will not back up, we will not give in, nor we will not compromise. Lord, we thank you for that strength that can only come from you. Now bless us as we examine further your word, Lord. Open our hearts and minds to receive what you have prepared. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. This morning we talked about preparing the inside. And preparing the result being the outside becomes prepared. So tonight we're going to change our view just a little bit. The things that we're going to talk about tonight are satanic attacks up here. The mind thing. As a matter of fact, when he says that we are to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, I want you to understand what that means, okay? The Roman soldier, of course, he had war shoes, if you will. Shoes that had several latches and or ties on them, and they were tied onto his feet so that they were very tight and his feet would not slip around on the inside of that shoe. They also had spikes driven in the soles of them so that he could dig those spikes into the ground and meet the enemy. And put him in a position where he absolutely refused to give up ground. And that's what we're talking about here. Being in that position of absolutely refusing to give up ground. And as such, we have to understand we are dealing with the mind. He said the preparation of the gospel of peace. That word preparation, it means a readiness, a preparedness. For what? A preparedness knowing that Satan is coming. He will attack. And if he's not attacking you right now, you better be getting ready and digging in because he's coming. As a believer, he's coming. We have to be prepared, and the way that we prepared is the gospel, which means good news of peace which is a freedom from fear and anxiety. Right? Now, I've heard preached, and it's not wrong, but it's taking out of context. This, having prepared the gospel of peace, this is not us going out and preaching the gospel to the world. That's not the idea here. That is us being prepared with the gospel. And the only thing, the gospel is not just about Jesus saved. This, my friend, is the gospel. Right? Everything in this book is the good news of Jesus Christ. And so, the idea of putting on the boots of peace is putting yourself in a position where you just dig in and get contrary and stubborn. Because sometimes that's all you can do. Right? Have you ever seen a kid that you could not break his will? Amen. There you go. That's what we're talking about. Heard a story one time of a young man that teacher told him to sit down, and he said, "No, sit down, no, sit down, no." Finally, she picked up that young man and set him down in his seat, and she said, she told him, "Now you stay seated, young man." He said, "Yeah, I'm sitting down, but I'm standing on the inside." You got to be able to stand on the inside. Because as I said in the beginning, if Satan can't lure you into temptation and ruin your testimony by you giving in to sin, he will try to beat you into submission with things like disappointment, things like pain. People will do you wrong, and it never comes one at a time. It always comes in waves, one thing after another, so much so that it builds up and builds up to the point you just feel like you're beaten up. When you're putting on the gospel of peace, you're just backing up, digging your souls into the ground and say, "Satan, I am not moving. I refuse to be beaten down." I love the confidence. And this is what we're talking about, the confidence of the Apostle Paul. Look at the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul is addressing young Timothy, and he's facing such things that of being beaten down and becoming discouraged, and he's dealing with this discouragement. And so Paul's telling him, he's sharing with him from his heart. In verse 12, Paul says, "For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him until that day." See, that's the attitude that I'm talking about. Where I know whom I have believed, and the circumstances may not be working out as I want them to, but I know whom I have believed. I may be going through a difficult time, family problems, work problems, but I know whom I have believed. And Satan, whatever you do, I am not moving from my faith. That's what we're talking about. Stubbornness. The ability to say no. Even if it cost everything. You know, we in America, we're kind of spoiled. I'll be honest with you, I'm a spoiled preacher. But there are people in the world who are still giving it all. I mean, down to their very life. For the gospel. For their faith. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, this same chapter, since you're already there, we'll read it. Paul said, "For I'm ready. I am already being poured out as a drink offering. And the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but to all who have loved His appearing." That's why you stand firm. That's why you refuse to give in. That's why you finish your course and keep the faith. Because God's keeping record. It's so easy to be discouraged. It is. And you know, and I fight it from time to time. You know, I preach messages and I think, man, that altar should have been full. I preach messages and I think, man, that should have moved people and nobody even walked the aisle. And you know what I get every time? God says, you just did what I called you to do. You leave the rest to me. Stand your ground. When you're at work and you're being abused, stand your ground. When life's not going right, stand your ground. Do not give place to the devil. We go on. Back to Ephesians 6. And above all, and actually it says on top of it all, in addition to it all, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the fiery, quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I like the completeness of that statement, don't you? It says you've got to have this, and that is the shield of faith. You know what a shield is? It's that barrier that's held in your hand that soldiers could get behind and they could. The arrows would hit the shield instead of the soldier. But the really cool thing I've always thought about this shield of faith was the Roman soldiers, their shields were constructed in such a way that they would lock together. And they would get a line of soldiers and they would lock those shields together and they would move forward in like one big wall into the enemy with those shields in front of them. You know, as I thought about that, I thought of who we are to one another. It's important that I have the shield of faith. Sometimes faith is all I have to hold on to. And you can say the same thing when life goes south. You know, there's just nothing left sometimes but your faith. But I want to tell you what's a great, even perhaps more so important. It's our faith. You see, I'm reminded I'm not in this alone. That if I'm fighting spiritual battles, I've got a church staff that's going to pray for me. And they're going to lock their shield of mine and we're going to press forward. But you know what? It's not, I don't just have a church staff. I have a church family. We're going to lock our shields together and we're going to press forward. And beloved, we need that. I'll be honest with you. I don't understand how people go without a church family. I need you. I know I need you. Right? I need your encouragement. I need your support. I need people to come alongside me and say, every once in a while, say, Brother Doug, hang in there. It's going to be all right. Brother Doug, if I can help you, you know, you let me know. Brother Doug, I'm for you. Brother Doug, keep on keeping on. I need that. But I'm not the only one that needs that. We all need that. Because we're all fighting the battle. Listen, your church family is important. They are a great help as we put on this shield of faith. You see, the idea of faith, that word faith as it's used there, it's used in the context of trust, of having confidence. And it speaks of trusting in the promises and the power of God. The idea is that you trust God at all times, even when you do not have the answers. You ever been there? Well, I just don't know what to do. Man, I don't know how to face this. I don't know what I'm going to do about this. I don't know how to deal with it. Lord, I just have no answers. And all you can do is just back up and say, Lord, I give it to you and I trust you. Work it out for your glory. See, that's faith. That's the faith that you're talking about. That is the confidence that you know that things may look like they're going bad, but God's still on His throne and He still has all things under His control. That, my friends, is faith that we're talking about. You got to trust God even when you don't understand. You got to trust God even when life is hard. You've got to trust God when the future looks dim. You see, either God is all-powerful or He is not. And if He's not all-powerful, He's not God, right? We talk about God being all-powerful, but we've got to believe that. And we've got to trust in that. I'll close with this verse. Proverbs 3:5. I know you know it, but we're going to go over there and we're going to read it. Proverbs 3:5. Proverbs 3:5 says, and you know it, trust in the Lord. Let's read it together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. So are you under fire? Are the fiery darts coming? Trust the Lord. Put your shield of faith up. Does it look like you're losing the battle of life? Put your shield up. Trust the Lord. Lord, you take it. Marriage trouble, kid trouble, boss trouble, work trouble, school trouble, whatever the trouble. Put your shield of faith up. Trust in the Lord. Because after all, we really can't do very much ourselves, right? But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You need these two parts of your armor, the shoes and the shield, if you're going to stand in today's world against the attacks of Satan. And we're going to stop right there for tonight. But I want to offer you this. And that is, if you're fighting the battles alone, if you're fighting the battles without Jesus, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. Tonight I would just challenge you, place your faith and your trust in the One who has victory over death, hell, and the grave. Who, yes, He was crucified. He died. In the third day He rose again. And today He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And one step beyond that, He's coming again to get His children. Glory to God, that's our hope. You see, that's our point of faith. When Satan says, I'm going to destroy your life. No, you can't destroy my life because my life begins when this life is through. I have a heavenly home promised to me. Through my Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you know that? If you don't, I want to offer you as God's salvation. I'm not offering. God is offering. He loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Have you placed your faith and your trust in Jesus? If not, we're going to have a verse of invitation in just a moment. And we want to give you that opportunity to respond. If you're here tonight and you've been fighting the battles and you've been, you know, you've been experiencing that mental attack where it's just one punch after another and you're beat up and beat down, discouraged and disappointment. Listen, two important things that you really got to have. You got to have the feet for it and you got to have the shield for it. The feet of the gospel. The shield of faith. Whatever your spiritual need is, I would just challenge you. Would you respond as God leads? Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You that we're not fighting battles with our own abilities and our own toughness. We thank You for the spiritual armor that is available through You. And Lord, I pray that everyone present, myself included, will take this very seriously. That we will take this armor knowing that it's our only hope in fighting the devil. That Lord, that we grow stubborn as Satan opposes us. We'll dig in where we are and refuse to be moved. That we'll hide behind our shield of faith in You. Not allowing Satan to get to those vital organs.
and kill us with discouragement and disappointment.